It's the 7th of October 15th, a wonderful audio community event here on Audioboom. And today's topic for day 7 is favourite travelling songs or music, whatever you listen to when you're travelling. I think since I joined Audioboom, I very, very seldom listen to music when I'm travelling. I'm usually listening to audio books. Simple as that. But there are occasions when I do, but not nearly as often as I used to. In fact, when I used to drive years ago, before audio book came along, in fact, I would have either radio on, or most likely I would have CDs of my choice at the time. And I always remember, because I'll relate this to the travelling, because I always remember when I had my lovely old Jaguar, there I had an auto changer in the boot, and it was great to just be able to instantly select between 6 different CDs. But to be honest with you, because it was such a laid-back ride, if you like, in the Jaguar, I invariably had disc one on. It was always disc one, and that was Albinoni's Oboe Concertos, just get me into the same frame of mind as that laid-back Jag. So if I had still that, I could have said to you, yeah, that's what I listen to just about all the time when I'm driving. But I don't have that anymore, and I very seldom listen to it. BBC Radio Scotland is what I listen to if I do have the radio on, and I do occasionally stick it on at certain times of the day if I happen to be in the car and driving, of course. I'd be senseless if I wasn't in the car, wouldn't it? Anyway, so what do I listen to music-wise? Well, to be honest with you, very seldom nowadays. But I have a little storage rack betwixt the two front seats, and I thought I'll just have a quick kick in there to remind me of what I have been listening to recently. And one album in particular, which I got recently, was a triple album CD of The Stones. Grrr. And I have been playing that, but that's not what I would normally be listening to. And once I wear that out, you know, it will be there as I fill in now and again. So as soon as I had a look at it, I realised that the music that I had been listening to when I'd been listening to CDs travelling, and also some of the stuff that I have on my iPhone for listening to when I'm, say, for example, very rarely in public transport, but more often in waiting rooms, which is not travelling exactly, but on aeroplanes, well, I don't really listen to, because I'm usually with my wife and I'm not ignorant enough to put music on and ignore her. So I don't really listen to music at all on aeroplanes. So it brings us back to what I do listen to. So I'm going to play 3 tracks, and that is from CDs that I do readily play music from when I'm driving. First one is from a fantastic guy, Carlos Santana. Who couldn't love Carlos Santana's music? What a genius a guy is, and a brilliant guitar player as well. And it's called Samba Pate. It's an instrumental and it's wonderful. So we'll kick off with Samba Pate. Thank you. I'm second up on this trio of selected music for travelling with is another album that I certainly do play all the time, and did have a copy of it in my Jag, my old Jag, and that is Chris Rea. I love that guy, I love him to bits. Such a laid back character, even when he's been interviewed, but his voice is laid back. Just, is there so many tracks on this that I can play? On the Beach is my biggest favourite ever, I think. But I'm going to play this one, and it's a ballad, and it's called And You My Love. And I just think it's nice. It's nice stuff. And it kind of relaxes me a wee bit when I'm driving. Takes the strain away. They used to say about caps and cigarettes, caps and fags, like caps and take the strain. Well, in this case, it's like Chris Rea take the strain.
Sleep tonight, I may not ever. The sins of the past have come, see how they sit down together. Outside my window, outside my door, I know the reason what they've all come here for. You, my love, my sweet, sweet love, I want it all because of. Oh,
And third up on this trio, last track I'm going to play is a CD I certainly do play regularly, and I also have it on my iOS device. When I'm in that nostalgic Scots mood, if you like, when hackles begin to rise in the back of my redneck and I want to play something traditional, and it used to be the Corries, and I still do play the Corries, but this is Clanadonia. This is how Scots music really was played in the day, not the big mast pipe bands that we all hear and see on the telly, you know. They are fantastic for what they do, absolutely, of course they are, and I love them as well. But there's something earthy and original about Clanadonia's music. It's how you would expect the music to be played. They dress how you'd expect to see Scotsmen of the day, dressed with proper dark woven plaids, not the modern bright tartans and fancy bonnets and things like that. I just love them to bits. They play all over the place. They gig in various streets. They play regularly live in Buchanan Street in Glasgow. You can catch them probably, if not every weekend, but most weekends they do play all over the place, plus major gigs throughout the country. But to see them just play, there's only about, I think it's about eight or nine of them. To see these guys play in all weathers and just the way they react with one another is just wonderful. And their music is fantastic. If you've never heard of Clanadonia, C-L-A-N-A-D-O-N-I-A, Clanadonia, all one word, go and find it. Their music is excellent. And the track I'm going to play is one I absolutely love. And it's called Hamster Heed. H-A-M-S-T-E-R-H-E-I-D, Heed, is Scottish for head. So it's Hamster Head, but in Scotland it's Hamster Heed. And I think it's brilliant. Great bass drums, great whacking stuff. Love it to bits. My last one for travelling with.